But Daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph. Mor is now commenting on what Rav said yesterday at the bottom of Pei Hei Amid Pei. We have really two statements going on over here. First one, Rav said that the Gadim, the Aliyot, the attic spaces and the roofs in the Beit HaMikdash, lo nitkachim. They were not sanctified, and therefore one cannot eat like their korbanos and other things. The Gemara is going to challenge that. But first, we're going to challenge another statement of Rav. That Rav said that during the Pesach Seder, they all ate their Pesach Seder downstairs, and then they left the place that they were eating to say hallel on the roofs. And everybody, it was such a loud noise that it felt like the roofs were cracking from all the people saying hallel on the rooftops of Yerushalayim. So that's what Rav said. Amy, is it so that you can eat the Pesach in one place and say hallel in another place? Tanan, at the end of Arvi Pesachim, it says, Ein maftirim achar Pesach afikomen. You're not allowed to have anything after the Pesach of an afikomen. Now there's many ideas of what this means, this statement. V'yomer Rav, this is what Rav says it means. Shelo ya'aklu mechabor lechabor. You're not allowed to leave your chabor to go to another chabor to eat anything, even if it's not the Korban Pesach, because we're afraid that you might come and eat something of the Korban Pesach. So he holds Ein Maftirim, you're not allowed to leave after the Pesach, Afikomen. Or the Afikomen means any types of food at all, a gezerah. So you see, how were they able to eat their Korban Pesach, and they go on the roofs with everybody else to say hallo? You're not allowed to after the Pesach to go and mix with other people. So you say, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan b'shas achila. The iser is, while you're still eating, you're not allowed to go visit another person's chabor, maybe hear some divrei Torah, maybe have a little snack, see what kind of food they're having, because you might come to eat the Korban Pesach. Kan shalo b'shas achila. The halel was not during the shas achila, it was after the shas achila, and therefore it's mutter. Rashi. Ein maftirim kishegi zmanu. When it comes to finish off the Suda, that's the last thing Allah, which means after you finished eating, you don't have to eat anything else. Bringing out your klechem, your vessels that you eat with. The Gemara says it's the Lashon Afiki, money. Afike means bring out money. That's what afikomen comes from, bringing out your utensils to eat at someone else's place. You're not allowed to go out and eat at another chabor, even if it's not the Korban Pesach. Shelo b'shas achila, kriya halil. So you're allowed to do it when it's not during the time of the eating, kriya halil liach achila. After you finish eating, that's when we say halil. That's when you're allowed to go out. Okay. Tashma. Now we're going to go back into the section, and this is a phenomenal Gemara, a lot to where we just entered Tammuz, and we're getting ready for the 3 weeks. And here's something on the sanctity of Yerushalayim, which goes on the rooftops, the attics, and the mechilot, the tunnels. And this is one of the source Gemaras on the tunnels underneath Yerushalayim. Let's give Mishnayos also. Tashma. Abu Sholomer. He says like this. Now again, Rav said that the Gagim for the Aliyot lo nitkatru, they had no sanctification to them. Avishol says the Aliyot Beit Kodshei HaKadoshim, the upper story in the Kodesh Kadoshim, chamor me Beit Kodshei HaKadoshim itself. It's more chomer than the bottom level where the Arna Kodesh is. She Beit Kodshei HaKadoshim kohen gadol niknas bo pa'am echad b'shana. Why is it more stringent? Because the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kohen Gadol could at least enter in once a year. The Aliyot, but the upper section of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aliyot Beis Kodesh Kedoshim, Ein Niknasim La'ela Pam Echad B'Shavua, you're only allowed to enter once every 7 years. The Amrilan, those are saying Pamayim B'Shavua, twice every 7 years. The Amrilan Pam Echad B'Yovo. And some say once only every 50 years, because the sanctity is so great there. Only to know what's needing, meaning the workers descend down. There's a whole series of Mishnayos that goes that they send down in this little box so they won't be able to see except for the walls that they're working on. So we see over here the attic area is more stringent. So Rav said, and yet we see from this statement from Abu Shaw, from this Tosefta, that it has more stringencies than the Kodesh Kedoshim. Omer Rav Yosef, Mehechel, Nekel, Venidya, Jinish. From the Heichel, a man is going to rise up and ask? Impossible. Sha'ani Heichel. You can't ask a question to all of the base of Mikdash areas from the Heichel. The Heichel is something different. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'itein David l'shlomo b'no, et atav nida ulam. David HaMelech gave over the plans of how to make the Kodesh Kedoshim to Shlomo Melech. He had batav and its compartments, he had kana zakav, its storage areas, v'eliotav, and its upper storage area. V'chadavav ha'panimian u'beit ha'kaporis. David HaMelech gave it over to Shlomo, u'ktiv, and it says, ha'kol b'ktav mi'ad Hashem, alai haskil. Everything is from Hashem, to me to understand it. Meaning, when it comes to the Kodesh Kedoshim, everything was written exactly from Hashem. It was given over to the prophets, and it was given over to David, and it was given over to Shlomo. So the sanctity of the Heichel is different. That came from Hashem. So you can't ask a question on the Heichel. Meaning, when Rav said his statement, Gog and Bealios on his kachu, he means the whole area in the base of Mikdash, except for the Heichel, because the Heichel comes from Hashem. The Marshar asks, why is that? From this Gemara, we see that the upper area, the airspace in the Heichel, is much greater than the Kodesh Kedoshim itself. Why is that? Why should it be greater? The Kodesh Kedoshim has the Aron HaKodesh, the Kaporis, that's where Nevuah comes from. And it says beautifully.
Gagot is the airspace or Gagot is the roof?
No, the Aliyot. The whole airspace of going up. All the levels going up until the roof.
Not outside it.
What? I don't know if there's another story there that there's an upper space. It's the airspace over there. According to the Marshar, he says, Marshar says straight out the airspace. And the way he learns the sugya is that when the Nevuah came on the between the course, between on the Kodesh Kedoshim, on the Aron HaKodesh, it came from Lamala Lamata, and it didn't touch the Aron HaKodesh itself. Meaning, right above the Aron HaKodesh is where it dropped from Shemayim, the Rashi and Chumash, dropped from Shemayim, and from right before it hits it, it spreads out. And he says, just like the Gemara in Sukkot, it says that HaKodesh Baruch Hu never descended actually onto Har Sinai. He just was ten tefachim above, and that's where the voice came out. It says, Hashem never comes actually onto ground space in this world. So too in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It goes through the Aliyot, into the airspace of that area, and therefore that place has a greater sanctity than actually the bottom karka level where the Kohen could go in once a year. That's what Marshar says. Rashi. Pam echad b'shana, b'yom ha-kippur le-kitoret u-le-haziyat b'en abadim. That's when the Kohen Gadol is allowed into the Kodesh Kedoshim. B'shvua, that means b'shmita, once every 7 years. Mahi tshvicha, they have to go in there to see what's needed. Shema tivake echoma, maybe there's a breakage in the wall. We see from over here that the aliyah, the upper space, was sanctified. Shani Heichel, Dixiv Bay, because it's written in the aliyah tav. The Sheikhel is different because it's actually written in it. The tochnit of it that was given was from Hashem. Dixiv Akol Dixav Miyad Hashem, Allah Haskil. Amen Kodesh. We see that it's Kodesh. Okay, another Tashma. 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 Alishkot, the chambers, Habinoya Bekodesh, you have certain chambers in the base of Migdash, they were built in the Azara, Upsuchot Lechol, but their entrance to it, there is no entrance from the Azara itself, rather from the Harabayat. Now, when we're talking about Chol, it means Harabayat, which has a less sanctity than the Azara. That's what we're talking about Chol. So we see that they are. The entrance are chol, so therefore, tochan chol, the misfit, even though it's built on the Azara, since the opening to it is from the Harabayit, tocham chol, ugagoteyam kodesh. But their rooftops are kodesh. So what do you see from over here? Rooftops are kodesh. Kashon Rav. Tigum Rav Chizde, bishagoteyam shavim lekarka. We're talking about, it's a tunnel. The entrance from the Harabayit is coming from a tunnel, And therefore the roof itself is the floor of the Azorah. So the chamber is in the Azorah. Its entrance is from Chol, meaning it's the tunnel going into it. And its roof is the Azorah. And since its roof is the Azorah, it's actually the floor of the Azorah, even though it's a god to a chamber, but it's really the floor, and it doesn't have a din of a god that doesn't have sanctification, but it has a din of the floor of the Azorah, which does have the sanctification. Ihachi Ema Sefer. Oh, what are you going to do with the Sefer? Benoitha called the opposite direction. The chamber is in Chol. It's on the Har Abayit. Upasucha L'Kodesh. And its entrance is from the Azorah. In that case, Tocham Kodesh, the midst are Kodesh, because you go after the opening, Ugagateim Chol, and its roof is Chol. Oh. So by the way, just Derech Agav, there's no such thing. There is no such chamber in the base of Migdash where it started, its opening is in the Kodesh, and the chamber is Chol. So this Gemara is completely theoretical. In the case where it would have been Chol. The roof would have been Chol. Now here's the Kasha. If we're dealing with that the roof is Shavim Makarka and it's Harabayit, meaning that the chamber, the opening to the chamber, must be one of the Mechilot, a tunnel. Now the Temple Mount is a very complex. It's very complicated. There's a lot of tunnels going underneath it. We know of even today of some of the tunnels that are going underneath it. So over here would be now, if you're going to tell me that the Gog is Shavim Lekarka of the Ezorah Havi Lemechilot. It must have been a Mechilot, a tunnel going into it. V'yomer Rav Yochanan Mechilot Lo Nitkatshu. The tunnels underneath the Har Abayit weren't holy. So we just thought over here in theoreticals, if it was opened up to the Hekel, into the Ezorah, and it went into the Chol, and the rooftop was the Ezorah, we're dealing with one of the tunnels, and Rabbi Yochanan says, the tunnels aren't sanctified. So it cannot be if the Sefer is dealing, if the Reisha was dealing with the tunnel going in, then the Sefer has to deal with the tunnel. But the problem is the Sefer says that the chamber is Kodesh. But if the chamber is Kodesh, it has to be that the roof is on level with the Harbayu, which means the chamber is actually a tunnel. And Rabbi Yochanan says, the tunnel, they weren't Nitkachu. So how do you understand the Reisha? It must be that the Reisha is not talking about a tunnel, and the rooftop is not Shavim the Karka, and it's a regular roof, and it says the roof is Kodesh, and therefore be a Kashan Rav that says the roof is not Kodesh. No, we can answer it. Ki Kamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mechilot, the tunnels are not sanctified, is the Besukah Lahar Bayit. There are two types of tunnels. There are tunnels that enter, that open up into Har Bayit, and that is not Kodesh. And something that's opened up into the Azorah is Kodesh. So that could answer very nice over here. If the tunnel starts on the Azorah, that means the entrance to it is on the Azorah, meaning it's going to be Kodesh. V'chitanya hi b'psukah li'Azorah. The brisa we had that says it's Kodesh on the inside, it opened up into the Azorah. So therefore, it opens up to the Azorah, there's two types of tunnels now. Those at the entrance of it is on the Azorah, and those whose entrance is on the heart by itself. So Hatanya, Rabbi Yochanan Amen Mechilot Metakar Eichel Chol. Oh, you just says if it opens up underneath the Azorah, it's Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan, or it's maybe Rabbi Yehud, probably Rabbi Yehud, it's Tanya. Rabbi Yehud Amen Mechilot Metakar Eichel Chol. They are Chol. Oh, what are you going to do with that? No. Kitanya Hisha Pesucha Lechol. Because even though it snakes underneath the Azorah, but its entrance, its opening, is not on the Azorah, and therefore there's a din of Chol. For those of us who've been on the tunnel tours, I'm sure most of us have been on it, you'll notice as you're going down, and the tour guide makes the comment, that at one point there's a glass partition, and it's sealed up. That was one of the mechilot that a number of years ago, Rabbi Getz, who was the Rav of the Kotel, and Rabbi Goren, went through that Mechilot, because that Mechilot was one of the ones that snaked underneath the Har Abayit. Now, unfortunately, some leftists and journalists knew about it, and as they entered in, they immediately spoke about it on the radio, and therefore a crowd of Arabs came down, and they mamish attacked them, and they beat them terribly, and they weren't able to get any further, and because of that, there's a whole, you know, thing. The Jews are trying to blow up the Har HaBayit, you know, all the different things that the Arabs said, and they sealed it up. But you see from over there that they were able to go through that mechila over there. Even though it snakes underneath the Kodesh Kedoshim, as long as it's not, the opening was in Chol. Also, I was looking last night to try to find more information on a sefer on the Western Wall. Now, this chamber was unbelievable. For those who know the Southern Wall, there's what's the Chulda Gate, which was the main entrance. The Southern Wall, as you're going past on Gate, when you pass over there, that was the main entrance we all used in the Beit HaMikdash. So it's sealed now. But I saw a picture that was taken of the chamber that was sealed. And it is just beautiful mechila going up like a tremendous area, like the inside of the Kotel area that we go in, of going in from the Golden Gate, going up into the Har HaBayit. It's still there from the Bayit Sheni, a tremendous mechila that the people went up. And that one would be able to go, even though it's going underneath the karka of the Har HaBayit, since the opening is in Chol, the Chol one we've come to. And they also bring down, there's a Mishnah somewhere, I don't remember, maybe in Midos, someone who was a Baal Keri to get sanctified, there were certain tunnels that they could go under in the base of Mikdash, where there's a mikveh actually underneath the Har HaBayit, where you would just go up into there and go into the mikveh, and then you could enter into the Har HaBayit from underneath. There's quite a few of them, and Yitzhak Hashem, someday we'll know about them better. Okay, Rashi. The Kodesh, that would be a Zara. The Kodesh means Yazara. Psucha l'chol, she'ein lehem pesach l'yazara. There's no opening to the Zara. Ela l'har abayis. Har abayis means chol. Tochan chol, ki kidushis har abayit, v'lok yazara, debas psicha. So you go after the opening. But you go ahead and shav him the karka, Zara. The case where it's Kodesh is where the roofs are on the karka level of the Zara. Shalishko benoit mechilot. The chamber is built in the mechilot takara karka, in one of the tunnels underneath the karka. Hilchak gagim didei havi lu kiara. The roof is like the ground, which makes it the azara. Kiama Rabbi Yochanan lahayd mechilot lo nitkatshu. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the mechilot, the tunnels, are not sanctified, but pesucha lahar bayis. Those are its entrances to Har HaBayis. Well, the gabi shluach baal keri. Oh. When the Shliach Baal Keri, Hamishtaleya Chutz Lahar HaBayit, Amar Be'elu Devarim, we had even had in the Gemara earlier, say, come on, Mechila Lo Nitkachu, Baal Keri, Mishtaleya Chutz L'Shtein Machanot, Umutu L'Kanis Mechila Lahar HaBayit. He's allowed in the Mechila, just not in the Yuchar HaBayit. Kitanya Ehi L'Tokham Kodesh, Bepsukul Yazar. Those that the Mitzvah Kodesh, it's opening up to the Yazar, L'Hachi Neke Pesuchan, L'Basa Pesuchem Azam, we go after the Pesuchan. Tatani mechilot shetachara heichel chol. Those that are under the mechilot that are under the heichel are chol. Ki tzaki daitek to besuchah liyazor kemar umashnin besuchah lechol shemechilot mahalchon metachara echad esar. It goes underneath. Yazor is actually just giving us a diagram. Saying, does our school have a diagram on this? No. Interesting. Machmas echad esar amad is an 11 amas. On the mechilas, shachrei beis hakaporis ach pesuka lahar habayis mechutz lazar. Okay, that's that one. Ritasha. So that's, we have it. That's the sugya of mechilot. And for one who wants to go in the mechilot, if he follows it, you know, the archaeologists, they should learn the sugya well within the portion on it to see what exactly is mutter and aser. As Rav Lef says in the past, for these people who go up on the Har HaBayit itself, even though they say that this is Chol and this is Kodesh and they know the exact things, he says it's a sneeze breath away from an Issacharis. If there's one little sneeze and step in the wrong area, one should be very, very careful with all of these aspects of the Har HaBayit. Today there's a Din Karis on it, and there seems to be Chiluki Deus on what is considered Chol and Kodesh, and as Rav Lef has one to the extreme on it. One is not allowed to go on the Har HaBayit at all, even in these places that are Kodesh, even though there are rabbis that say so, that you're allowed to. He said he doesn't know any of Gedolim that said you could go up only Ketanim. The words of the Rav here. Okay, Tashma. Next case. The Gago Kodesh. Oh, Mufurish, a Brisa that says it's God. The Gag is Kodesh. Now, before we had with the Kodesh Kedoshim, there's the aliyot with Kodesh. And we said that's different. Now it says Gagol Kodesh. V'tisbura. Does it make sense that the Gagol is Kodesh, that you're asking from a price or a kasher on Rav? We have a bigger problem. V'haketani, we have another pricer, Gagim Halu. These rooftops in of the Azora ain't Oklin Sham Kodesh Kodeshim. If it's over in the base of Migdal, the area where you can eat Kodesh Kodeshim, you're not allowed to eat it there. V'ein Shochtim Sham, you're not allowed to do Shechita over there, meaning it doesn't have a din of the Azora. Kodeshim Kalim. V'ein Lekashia, what do you do with the Gagol Kodesh? On one hand, we have a price that says that they are not sanctified. You cannot do whatever you want on it. You have a price that says that it is. Meaning they had a slight sanctification, but not a complete sanctification. Meaning they're not Kodesh. But they are Kodesh that you can store Kli Kodesh. But not just Kli Kodesh. These were Beit Amos. These were measuring sticks. Certain measuring sticks that they used in the base of Mikdash to make sure things were at their right height. These were stored on the roof. So the roof had a special slight sanctification in order to store these measuring sticks. But certainly not a sanctification that you could eat in the eat the Kodesh Kedoshim or you could you could do Shechita on it. So Rav said the Gagaviol is loaded Kachu, it's not a steer to it. Even though you have a price that it is Kodesh, it's only Kodesh in this area. The Tanan. Beit Amot Hayu B'Shushan HaBira. When we say Shushan HaBira, that's the gate, that's the eastern gate that we had. There was a engraved picture of Shushan HaBira on it. So that was me yesterday. I was at the Israel Museum, and I was looking at the model of the Beit HaMikdash on it, a few problems had. And one of them was, they did not have a Shushan HaBira on that wall. Besides other problems, they didn't even have the ramp going on. They had some very bad mistakes. It's all based on Josephus. One of them was that they had the kevra of Oto Ha'ish outside the second wall and not the third wall, which has been proven completely wrong. But the Christians are very upset that it was proven wrong because they wanted inside the second wall. Whatever, it's complicated. I was surprised at some of the inaccuracies they had over there. One of them was they left out the Shushan HaBira. And since I was learning this Gemara, besides the Shushan HaBira, they didn't have it. I didn't know why. I can think of one reason why. The Gemara Menachos says, why did we have Shushan HaBira on the eastern wall, on the gate entering into the base of Mikdash, to remind us who we were subservient to. We're subservient to the Persian government. And therefore, when you go in, you see the capital of Shushan, and I guess the Zionists don't want it to be subservient to anyone. I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't have a chance to speak to any of the people over there. But I was surprised they didn't have it. So, at Shushan HaBira, on the gate, there was these two amos. Echad shok al keren mizrachi tzvoni, one on the northeastern part. Echad al keren mizrachi tzvoni, one on the southern eastern corner. Zushi al keren mizrachi tzvoni, haiti yetera al shalmosha chetzi etzpa. Even though it was an ama, the one on the northeastern part of the gate was a little more of the measurement from Moshe Rabbeinu, the ama of Moshe Rabbeinu, a chetzi etzpa. A little bit extra. Vesusha Karen Mizrahi Drummond on the east southeastern corner. Haiti Yitera Lea Chetzi Atzba. And the second one was more than the first one, a Chetzi Atzba, which means it was an Atzba greater than the measurement of Moshe. Nimtzi Yitera Shal Moshe Atzba. We find it was greater than Moshe's Amma and Atzba. Talama Hayu Echad Kedola Echad Ketana. Why do you have one bigger than Moshe and one just a little bit bigger than Moshe, which is called the Ketana? Why did you have it greater than an Amma? Have it exactly an Amma so you can measure. Because Shahayu Omnim Notlim Bikitanu Machizirim Bikidola. Lama Hayu Echad Gidola Vechad Kitana. Why do we have a big Amma and a small Amma? And the ones on the big base of Mikdash were a big Amma, and people normally use the small Amma. So when the craftsmen would take, they take in a measurement of a kitana, umakazirim, but when they bring it to the base of Mikdash, they have to use a bigger measurement. Therefore, they have to give more of a measurement in the base of Mikdash than normally. So when they measure there, they have to bring in two amas. They have to bring in two large amas in order that they shouldn't come to Me'ilah. Chas v'shalom that they should mess up a little bit. Therefore, we put a little extra space over an amah for that reason. Fatarti Lamali, why do we need two? One, a chetzi etzba bigger, one an etzba bigger. Echad lekasbi, which is hava, one is for silver and gold, v'echad lebenia, and the other one is for stone and masonry work. Because since gold and silver is much more expensive, on one hand we don't want them to be over me'ila, but on the other hand we have to have rachmanis on the workers on the expense. Rashi. Tashma gagul kodesh, gagul shel heichal, the sefer daha the Rebbe Yehuda heid, the sefer the brisa, v'hacha lo matzi l'shnoi, we can't answer the leil that we said before meheichal that we had a pasuk meheichal nasi v'inshi daha gagul lo kasi pikvah. The roof was not written in that pasuk that was given over by the Nevi'im, only the Aliyah. Gagol ha'alu, these gagos should be a zor l'shkutei. Ain ochlim sham kodesh kadoshim, and that can be a zor that you're allowed to eat in the zor. Ain shoktim sham, and you cannot do shchita kodeshim kal and shchatim become a kol be a zor in any place you want. So really, it's only kodesh liotim shtei amos lahaki kodesh gavim l'shimush netinat kli kodesh. You're allowed to place Kli Kodesh over there, at Shrikal Mabinyan, that's needed for the building itself. Avalo at Shrikal Mizbeach. Not that the sanctity of the Mizbeach, only something of very light sanctity. Shdishkachan Shiotim Shtei Amos Mekolos Shal Mida Hayu Natunim Bigova Hashra Shuhu Gavi Vialios. It's something very light sanctity. The Tanan Shtei Amos Kani Bav Kani Mida, these are measuring sticks. Hayu Vishushan of Yura. For Hubeita Benoya Gova Hashark is not Mesekta Midos. The Shushan of Yura is mentioned in Shai and Mesekta Midos. Shom is Vachi, the Allah Shushan of Yura, Tsora Mitzurek, Umifarshina, the Menachos Kadesh Yadda Mehekan Bal. It's a image of that was drawn on the gate, not drawn, but etched in the gate of Shushan of Yura, to remind us where we came from. Ba'ulahachi Hudekachi Gagi. Lechoda Mehem Lishtei Amos. So when we say it's kachim gagim, it's for these shtei amos, the lo ayu tzora mizbeach. Tzora ka mizbeach, there's no need for the mizbeach. Avala miltech vita lo kachim. But for something else, anything else, it wasn't sanctified. Shal Moshe, that sheish tefachim, v'lam ayu echad gedol v'echad katana, tzidki lo b'shal Moshe, just the six tefachim of Moshe Rabbeinu's measurement. Shayu umnim, shischorim libnot kach v'kach, you have workers that were hired to build something, kach kach amos, noting the mida ketana, they take from the mida ketana shel Moshe umaksirim, but what they bring to the base of mikdash, habinyan legizbarn the mida echad elu agedolos, kedesh yevatu mishalem, they should be mevatu from their own lehegdish. Velopet simtsin, shema yehanu mina hegdish, bechinav yevoli de meila. So we have to be careful meila. Katarti gedola lamali, why do we need two big ones lamali? Tizke v'shel Moshe v'chad menach, only one. Chad et dahavi kasva v'zusha en yitira al shel Moshe ele chetzi etzba ayu l'umnozah v'kesef. Kamin tavlo v'shulchanot shehim umnos kiveda u'v'zeh she yitira aleim etzba ayu ma'chazirim binyin avanim v'sofim al shel tanat etzba l'chol abba. Each one was bigger or smaller according to the needs. Period. One more Gemara over here. Tanan. It said in our Mishnah, the cholonot, the windows, and the ovi hachama, and the width of the wall, kilifnim. They are considered the inside of the Yushalayim for kedusha purposes, or in the base of Migdash for as in the Zara. Bishlama cholonot. I understand now cholonot. Mishkachala deshavim lekarka. We could find windowsills that are on the karka, and it's not above the karka. Again, we're saying since the gagim aren't kodesh, so anything above shouldn't be. But the windowsills, we find that they're adjacent to the karka, azar, therefore they have the dini azar. And the ovi achoma, what about the width of the wall? That should be like gagim. Oh, in one place it's kodesh, if the mission says it's kodesh, Rav says it's not. Hegi mishkachala. Where do we find a case where it should be on the ground level? Because that's really the only hetzer we find to make these things kodesh. Mishkachala v'barshor. We find it in the lower wall, or the sub-wall. We see, this pasuk in Eikar talks about the avil, they mourn, the chel, the choma. These two different separation walls. V'yom Rebbe Yachar, v'yitim Rebbe Chanina, shor u'barshor. It was the wall, and it was a sub-wall. One was a wall that was above, and one was a sub-wall, meaning you had a lower level, and it went up a little bit, and then you had the level of the Azara, and that wall, which raised up a level of the base of Mikdash, was adjacent to the floor. Vashi, Obi Yachoma, Alma Voshi Yachoma Nitkadish. The Talmud the Gagim Leliot. It was sanctified from the Mishnah, and should be similar to Gagim Leliot. Barshor, no, it's the Barshor. Chome Kitanan Lefnim in a Chome, there was an inner wall, it was before the Chome Agadola, the inner Mucha, it was very low, the Shavala Karka, it rose a level in the base of Megdash, the Shavala Karka, Gova Azar, it's the Azar, Shekarka Azar, Vaholeg, Vigor, the Ol of the Ma'alot, and then it went up into the next level. Just a very interesting Shaila that comes from all these Gemaras, it's the Mordecai, as the Shaila, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, actually as a suffix. Today's shuls, they're called the Mikdash Ma'at. So we found out the Aliyot, at least the Aliyot in the Kodesh Kedoshim, has sanctification. So a shul that has upper levels on it, before you get to the Gag, can one use a level above a shul? Above a shul? This is a question that's brought down the postgame. Shulchan Aruch mentions it and says one should be very careful. That's his question. It's a zofing. The Gemara never, we don't know, is a shul, a din, it's a mikdash ma'at, and it's a din like the temple, and therefore one has to be careful in the higher levels. So, Tashmish Kavua, at least Tashmish Kavua. So, today there's a very big issue, especially in buildings that have many stories, and you have on a lower story a shul over here. We see the Shulchan Aruch is misupik on it. There's a lot of Torah on this. The Chidah brings down the Rambam that says we're only dealing with, if it's compared to the base of Migdash, then where the Arna Kodesh is, that's compared to the Kodesh Kedoshim, and in Achinami. Above that area, one should have extra sanctity in any levels, any rooms above the base of Migdash. The Talach on our Gemara brings down that the Gag is Kodesh only if it opens up directly into the Shul. But if it doesn't open up directly in the shul, it doesn't require sanctification, but one shouldn't use it for a tashmish of bizoyim. The Taz brings down, if the building was built with the idea for dirut, then it never was sanctified in a way that the aliyot should be sanctified. We're only dealing with a case where it was built, and then afterwards, the shul was built, and afterwards you wanted to make an aliyah on it, and then there's other questions today. There's all kinds of areas if there's any kedusha at all anymore in the shul, but that's an issue on this question. It comes from this Gemara, the Tzlach, and this Gemara goes at length into the Shaila and the Mefarshim in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brewer. They talk about this issue. Mishnah. Last Mishnah of the Perek, we're dealing with now Shtei Chaborot. Now the Rei Rashi learns the Mishnah, and I will approach the whole Mishnah. You have one Korban Pesach, but there's a lot of people, and therefore they break up into Shtei Chaborot, where they each two in the same room with the same Korban Pesach, they're going to conduct different seders. Shtei Chaborot, Shayu Ochlim B'Bayit Echa, they're eating in the same house, and they're eating from the same Korban. Eilu Hofchim Epineim V'Helek V'Ochlim, Ve'Eilu Hofchim Epineim V'Helek V'Ochlim. Each one of them turns their head, their faces away from the other one, and they eat. Now Rashi immediately clarifies, meaning you're allowed to, and it doesn't make it seem like you're totally separate. Because you're from the same Korban, and one of them is allowed to act, meaning the Mishnah is saying, you could act like a complete different Chabor, even though you're all eating from the same Korban Pesach. V'hamecha me'etzva, and you can have a water, hot water, in the middle, even though again it looks like it's a complete separation, it's not a problem. It's not called a separation. Kishas shamish omid, but when you're eating and you choose one of the two chaboras, you have to stay in that place of that chabor and eat with him. So kishamish, that you had a shamish, someone that is serving everybody, the waiter over there, he has to choose which one he's going to eat from. So kishamish omid lemazav, when he's going to pour the wine for the people, he eats at his table. When he goes to the other table, he should kofetz et piv, keep his mouth shut, umatzeh panav, and turn his face away. This is because we're worried that it looks like he's eating from two different makomot, and that's not allowed. Ad shmegi eitz l'chaborah sov yochol. until he reaches his place, and then he can eat. The hakala, and a kala has special modesty to her, even if it's one chabura, hosked paneya v'yochela, she could turn around and not look at everybody, because it's the modesty of a Jewish woman, especially kala, that's the focus of the attention. For modesty purposes, she turns her back to them. It's not considered like not being part of the chabura. Rashi, shtei chabura chayu ochlin pesach echad, bebayit echad, so Rashi learns it. Eilu hosked paneya v'yelech, they can turn their faces away from the other ones. You don't have to eat together. This one connected this one. It doesn't have to look like one chabor. Even could do things. It looks like it's a total separate chabor. That's a very important word in Rashi. You're allowed. The Mishnah is talking about you're allowed. You're allowed to face the other way over there. The feel near him kishtei chabor. Even though it looks like now it's two different chabors. Lo ikpalam. Doesn't matter. The Gemara will explain. Pesach nachal afish dei batim l'shtei chabor. One Pesach could be eaten in two chabors. V'ha-mecham, shu-mechamim bo-chamim, shu-moskim bo-yayin, in order to, you need hot water for the wine. V'shoim, again, you're allowed. L'teit b'yamsa k'dei shi-yenoach l'shamish l'shteyam, that he could use it for the bottom. It's easier for the shamish if it's in the middle. L'mazug misham l'kan l'kan. You don't have to change any ways that you normally do it. Even though it kind of interrupts, it doesn't matter. He could have no palms with it. Rather, he just has to cope with a feed. Just as long as he doesn't look like he's eating from the other one. We're going to see that it's going to be a machloket. A person cannot eat in two places. She's embarrassed in Mazi. She's allowed to turn away. Since you're allowed to eat in Shtei Chabor, even though it's not Shtei Chabor, it's allowed over here.